give a little explanation about what we just did.
What we just heard, it's from the Holy Harmony Tuning Forks by Jonathan Goldman. And this is the 528 frequency, 528 Hertz, which is actually related to the heart chakra, which represent also the middle of the rainbow, which is a green color, a green yellowish color. Excuse me. And apart from this, scientists has been using this frequency in the last 20 years to actually heal damaged DNA. So this frequency, which is also to do with the grandmother drum, actually has a lot of power in it for us, for Mother Nature, and possibly and probably for the whole cosmos, for the whole universe. And it's about time, I believe, that we stop fighting and start making peace. And through frequencies which travel through any matter, we can actually start and making peace.
So just speaking then with Shai, the coordinator of Live H2O in Israel, talking about his experience with the 528, the frequency of 528. And here is Dvorah, the Jerusalem hug, who's going to explain to us what's going on around this time in Jerusalem.
Well, maybe I will begin with explaining about Jerusalem. I've been serving Jerusalem for the last 10 years. She had called me to be her servant, and she had shown and shared with me that she has a big vision of peace. The name of Jerusalem is in Hebrew. Shalem is whole. Yerushalem is where the whole will be seen. The whole is about us. It's about all of humanity. Each one has his own piece, and like a puzzle, we bring our piece to put it as a part of the whole. And when all the pieces are together, something new comes out, which is much bigger than all the sum of the pieces together. And once this happens, everybody can see that. And this is what Jerusalem has, contains within her fabric of being. It has been written in the scriptures, in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And we are now coming to the times that we are living the prophecies, that were prophesied more than 2,000 years ago. So, it's about all of us coming together. Now, the Jerusalem hug, okay? It will be the third year that we do it. When we just started, and it's a long story how this idea came to being, but it was a worldwide manifestation, with one person giving one idea in New York, another piece came from Switzerland, another piece came from South America, and we were all putting it together in Jerusalem. And the whole people of the world that heard about it, they said, yes, this is the right thing to do. We are going to come to hug Jerusalem. And then when I went to the municipality to introduce them with the idea, and they asked me, but who are you? And I did not know, who are we? And I asked myself and I asked Spirit, who are we? And after some time, the answer came, we are the lovers of Jerusalem. Everyone in the world, doesn't matter where he's from, when he hears, he or she hears Jerusalem and the heart gets filled up with joy, he's a lover of Jerusalem. And then I found out that Jerusalem unifies people in love. It's not about religions, it's about love. Because Jerusalem is like the heart of the world. And because it's a space and it's a city, it's a town, it cannot be hugged by one person. It's only something that we can do when we follow our heart. That our heart is calling us to the heart of the world, and we connect, and many other connect at the same time, they follow their heart. And when we meet together, then we can have a big hug to the old city. And it's been growing, now it's the third year. When I started working on the third year hug, I didn't see anybody who I'm working with. Nobody in Jerusalem was really interested. And Jerusalem said, don't worry, the lovers will come. And I said, yeah, you know, but time is in progress. And I cannot and I don't want to do it alone. It's not about me. And she said, no, it's not about you. It's about you trusting spirit that they will come. And I don't think it was more than, 3 weeks ago? That Live H2O walked in full on, and it turned out that the same date that we picked already more than half a year ago for the Jerusalem Hug turned out to be the same dates of the Live H2O. So there came all this energy from the Live H2O, Grandmother Drum and White Eagle we had met last year. And as soon as she heard the idea, apparently she's a big lover of Jerusalem, even if she did not know about it beforehand, because as soon as she heard that, just the idea, she said, yes, I'm coming with my drum. It's like traveling with an elephant.
Schlepping.
Schlepping. She learned what schlepping is all about. And here we are with all these worldwide energies are coming together, each one to bring their own piece to the center where they can add their pieces in, and we're going to hug all the pieces together until we will be unified as one, never to be separated again, because we are one.
We are one.
We are aho.
Aho.
Aho. It's very simple. The truth is very simple.